fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to this week's Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Dorian Catania. Now, we actually don't know each other very well, although we've known each other for years, if you know what I mean. I partake of your services, or your company's services. You have the wonderful chain Ayurveda clinics, yes. Which have gone from strength to strength. Every time I turn around, there seems to be another one now. So it's like, when they say, which one? I'm like, which one? What do you mean? So thanks for coming on, because I know you're a very, very busy lady.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm going to find out a bit more about you today. And I'm already seeing the first track on your list here, which is Take Me Home, Country Roads, which is such a lovely song. Where does the memory of that take you?
A long time ago, I used to work on cruise ships.
Ah!
Yeah, I was on board for almost 8 years.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and it was a staple in the karaoke list.
So you had to sing along with other people, or?
Yeah, yeah, but it was always like that song that really reminds you of home.
Ah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But was that fun doing that?
It was amazing. It was a brilliant experience. I mean, I was fortunate enough to do world cruising.
Okay.
So I've been to places like I've never knew even that they existed, like ABC Islands, wow. Aruba, Bonaire, and Curaçao.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really nice. And thanks to that experience, I reached where I am today.
So was that you were beautician on board as well?
Yeah, I started off as a beauty therapist,
okay.
And then I worked my way up to spa manager, and at the end of the role I was also doing some operations for the whole fleet of Costa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But that was, so 8 years doing that, did you not get, seasick and stuff, was it?
Not really, because like we used to do the Caribbean, mm-hmm. like in our winter, and in our summer we used to do the Mediterranean.
Ah.
Yeah, so it was like the best.
Really nice. And then you wanted to come home.
Well, you know, there is no place like home, like mama's food and your friend, you know, like my dog at the time, yeah, you know.
They probably all thought you were living the best life though and having loads of fun.
And I used to hate it like on Sundays when we used to be like in Miami, and it was the only opportunity that you can call home because it was ages ago, and my mom used to be crying all the time. So obviously I'm an only child, so you can imagine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're going to listen to Take Me Home, Country Roads. Oh, that's a really nice memory. I didn't know that. Thank you.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there. Older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads. To blue water, dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place. Far away, driving down the road.
Now, I have to say, for your next memory, I am going to take my headphones off, because if I hear this song, I will be singing it for the next 20 years. So, Sweet Caroline. So, where does that memory take you?
Maltese weddings, like mm-hmm. my aunts and uncles dancing their heart out. I mean, I think it was like one of those songs that every wedding you go to, you hear it.
I think you still do. Yeah. But so, it's something you liked as well?
Yes, family fun, you know, like one of those massive family reunions, you know, Maltese weddings, like so many people, so many guests, so many aunts and uncles and cousins like you haven't seen in ages, and it's like the annual catch up, and I have loads of cousins, like my mom is one of 10, my father
wow.
is one of 8, so okay. yeah, it's quite a big family.
I mean, you're one of one. You're the yeah. only child as well. Yeah. You think they were trying to tell the rest of their family something there?
Probably.
But I always find that strange in Malta, because it's so small that you don't see each other. Because I always think, oh, you know, you just bump into each other as you're passing, and you really don't see people for years. It's quite amazing.
We lead quite busy lives, and our lifestyles are totally different. Like when you're young, you go to Nana's house and you meet with your cousins. But then when you get older, that's
yeah.
different.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So everyone else is going to listen to this. I'm not. So, Sweet Caroline coming up.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. And it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Thank you for that, honestly. So, moving swiftly on, the next track you have here is Count On Me. Where does this track, where's this memory take you?
My boy. Yeah, Riker, my son, he's six. Mm-hmm. And they had a Christmas play and he had to learn the song. So we learned it together and it's really sweet seeing him singing it, like watching him. It melts my heart.
And he still does it, he still sings it for you now?
Yeah, he still remembers the lyrics.
Oh, bless. Yeah. Have you got the recording of him singing this in public, ready to embarrass him, you know, when he's 16?
But he didn't make it because he was on my lap crying all the time whilst watching his friends.
Oh!
he got a stage fright.
Oh, bless! Oh, how lovely. Yeah. Oh.
But we have the rehearsal recording, so it's fine.
You can, yeah, just pretend he was okay and exactly. He didn't really. Yeah, don't tell him he had stage fright because then he would be scared the next time.
Exactly.
So, count on me. Let's listen to that in full.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me, like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you, like 4, 3, 2, you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh, 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 yeah. If you're tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. Oh, find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me, like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on. That's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah. You'll always have my shoulder when you cry. I'm what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
That caused much amusement in the studio. And bless little Riker. So here we've got Hymn for the Weekend. Tell us a bit about that one song. And
this song by Coldplay features in the video Holi, which is the Indian celebration of new beginnings and acceptance of different looking people, let's call it that way. So my daughter, she's adopted from India, mm-hmm. and this songs remind me of the Holi festival, which we celebrated this year the first time together, and we had a blast. It was an amazing time, like children and adults throwing colors at each other, and it's a Hindu thing based basically, which signifies the new beginnings and acceptance of everybody. So this reminds me very much of India, which is very close to my heart.
Ah, of course, with the Ayurvedic.
Exactly. It was always in my heart, India, but now especially even more.
Had you been when you were younger and that's why you brought in those medicines and treatments, basically, in Malta?
Yeah, because when I was working on ships, I made friends with people from India, and then I went to study in India. I was there for 6 months. I was in Kerala. And then when I came to Malta, I opened the first salon. We're talking about 14, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that is where it all started. Because, for example, threading hair removal didn't even exist at the time. And it was funny because when I introduced it in Malta, people used to tell me, like, you do treadmill?
Oh!
Because obviously it's something different, you know. Do you remove the hair with the rope? Like, no. With the rope?
That could be painful, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, so that is why this song reminds me very much of India and my daughter especially.
What's her name?
Her name is Jenna.
Oh, lovely as well.
She turned 3 in March.
Oh, darling. So we're going to have him for the weekend. And I think, you know, there's loads of these cultural festivals all around the world that we should all sort of take the best of them.
Sure.
Because, you know, we pick up St. Patrick's Day. Why aren't we picking up something like this that could be really fun and like a really beautiful ceremony?
Sure.
Let's lobby for that after, but let's listen to the song first.
Must be my girls up.
And we're going to move on here to I Saw the Sign.
This reminds me of like a dance club in St. Julian's, like
okay.
where you used to like take the bus at 6:30 and go there and watch the light show, the laser show, was it?
Wow.
Yeah. And it was the time like by 9 you have to be home.
So by the time you got there, really, you almost had to turn back round. And...
Yeah. Mm. So this was the time like when I started going out, hanging out with my friends and clubs, basically.
Oh, 9 o'clock, you imagine now, like the kids go out at. Yeah. Well, probably 10 or 12, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd be in bed anyway.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, but you've got all this to look forward to with your children growing up, no?
Yeah, of course. It's part of the perks.
I wonder if by then it'll be back to how it used to be, a bit more sweet and innocent. Or no, I've got great memories as well. So I Saw the Sign. So this is the one for you, takes you right into the heart of Parcheville.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back there. Oh, those were the days. I loved those days. I've got to say, I loved it. You know, although we used to go out and it would be daylight, but I just loved it. And it was almost like a uniform of beauty. Everybody was just at their absolute best and it was just...
fun.
Yeah. Yeah, really fun. You really looked forward to it. And like now if you have to go out, you're like, oh, do I have to?
Because it was a one-off thing. Like it's Saturday and you go out. Nowadays, like every day you can go out and, you know...
Yeah. Nothing's sort of special anymore, is it? Even that you can buy anything from anywhere and it just arrives. There's no... The joy of travel is kind of... There are different things to travel for now, because now you can eat everything, you can have everything,
sure.
You can mix all the time. But yeah, so there's less less special stuff, but I don't want to get this. I'm seeing blue now on the next one, True Blue, but it's not the same thing. I don't want to get blue, but True Blue. This is Madonna, yeah. I can see you as a bit of a Madonna fan, actually.
Yeah. Growing up to Madonna music, and dancing and learning all the lyrics and even the bad words in the lyrics. Going to a Catholic school, it didn't really match.
Yeah, no, I can't see you being naughty at all, actually. Yeah. But did you used to dress up like her as well and put your hair
It was part of the package with the jewellery, with the cross and all.
That must have been quite a shock, actually, here. I wasn't really around so much at that point in time, but I'm sure they didn't even like that she was called Madonna.
Sure, she still creates controversy to this day, alone at that time.
Yeah, no, imagine. So was this taking you back again to nightclubs and stuff? And
yeah, even before,
dressing up and dancing, like, no. So let's get back with Madonna here and True Blue.
You
have a memory of that song. Wasn't that the one where she sort of, she'd lost a load of weight and she changed how she looked? I know she was always changing after that, but she sort of, the video, I'm just seeing it in my head.
Yeah,
and
she came out, hair.
Yeah, and leggings, and she looked really amazing. And it was like, wow, what did she do? Yeah. And she used to eat popcorn. But I think she just had air-dried popcorn, and I just read the bit about popcorn, and I've been eating popcorn ever since with hot butter, and I've never had her body. So it's, you know, false advertising, I think. I think, you know, read the small print should have been a lesson I learned a long time ago. But anyway, we're going to move on to your next memory, which is attached to a song called Il Mio Canto Libero.
Yeah.
So Italian music was a big thing at your age as well, growing up here?
Growing up was like, it was only Italian TV station. It was pre-cable, so you either speak Italian or you speak Italian. Like, there's no middle. And growing up, you listen to Italian music, and Lucio Battisti, I love his music. Very melancholic, but beautiful words, beautiful. Like, it's my relaxing zone, Lucio Battisti.
So this takes you back to a time when you were, I guess, running the business and getting quite busy?
No,
before!
Way before.
Did it make, was it something like this that made you want to see more of the world, though? So get an exposure to Italian stuff? And then...
Yeah, in fact, I took my first job in Italy when I was 19.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to work in Città del Mare in Palermo. And then I moved to Madonna di Campiglio up north.
Okay.
Which is a beautiful skiing area.
Uh-huh.
So I feel a bit Italian. In fact, even my surname is Italian, so there must have been something there, like
something. Yeah, not too background. Far back, probably. Yeah, but because it's quite unusual to travel so much in those days, especially as a young woman, I think.
And we had no internet at the time, you know, so it was like very risky. Like looking back, I took some quite big risks.
And it all paid off, but it must have been quite, like you say, worrying for your folks. No, you didn't really have mobile phones so much as well at those times. Yeah. It must have been quite unusual to have had a mobile, and so knowing where you were and...
Exactly, especially on ships, for example, the internet was super expensive that you weren't allowed to use data on board. So you can only reach home like once a week.
Yeah.
It was different times.
Different times. And how long would you go away for when you were on the ships? Is it a few months at a time? 6 months?
Five or 8 months.
Oh, wow. Okay. So quite long.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But now, do you go on cruises on holiday or you just...
Yeah, I find it very relaxing. But knowing what goes on in the background, it's hard. It's hard for the people who work on board.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the mischief and the fun they were having. That you guys...
No, it is fun, but everything is incognito, you know. It's like Big Brother, because you're being watched all the time, you know. So you have to be very careful as well.
And now, like I said, in the age of mobile phones, everything's photographed, videoed, shared within a nanosecond. So, but you've got your feet on terra firma now and quite, Okay, so we're going to listen to Il Mio Canto Libero.
In un mondo che non ci vuole più, il mio canto libero sei tu, e l'immensità si apre intorno a noi, al di là del limite degli occhi tuoi. Nasce il sentimento, nasce in mezzo al pianto, che si innalza altissimo e va e vola sulle accuse della gente, a tutti i suoi retaggi indifferente, sorretto da un anelito d'amore, di vero amore, in un mondo che prigioniero è. Respiriamo liberi, io e te, e la verità si offre nuda a noi, e limpida è l'immagine, ormai nuove
sensazioni, giovani emozioni, si esprimono purissime. Noi, la veste dei fantasmi del passato, cadendo lascia il quadro immacolato e s'alza un vento tiepido. Dolce compagna che non sai dove andare, ma sai che ovunque andrai, al fianco tuo mi avrai. Se tu lo vuoi,
another Italian one here, Il Nuovo Bacio. Is that a...
Yeah, Gigi D'Alessio.
Yeah.
The song reminds me of cruise ships, you know, like the times on the crew bar where you get to mingle with everybody, with the staff, with the crew, the captain, the officers. Yeah, there's another world down there, you know.
So there's a whole separate... area for you guys to hang out.
Yeah, there is like the crew mess, the staff mess, the officers mess, but then there is the crew bar where everybody meets and
hangs out.
And karaoke night and this and that. Yeah. It was fun. It was fun. Yeah.
It was fun. But there was a point in time you had to come home, sort of thing, you felt.
Yeah. I was 28, so it was time to move on. Because it's quite addictive. Like, life on cruise ships is not real life. You cannot have a real relationship because your life is in a luggage all the time. Like, you might wake up in Italy today and they need you in Miami the day after. So, you know, you have to refresh all the time.
Yeah. How glamorous.
But yeah, no, it's fun. But obviously, it's hard work as well.
Yeah, there comes a point, I suppose, when you do want to just be... regular, more regular.
Yeah. Normal.
Yeah. And having had the experiences, and there comes a point actually when you do need your sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm sounding very old.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Too. But we're going to listen to Il Nuovo Bacio. And imagine we're in the Caribbean.
Oh, la, la.
Negli occhi chissà se con lo stesso sguardo vedi me negli occhi tuoi.
Allora sì, io devo dirtelo. Mentre provavo a non pensarti, ti pensavo sempre più.
Siamo un po' troppo vicini adesso per scappare via.
Non lo sai, prima di te c'è stato un altro che ha lasciato le ferite dentro me.
Non aver paura, giuro amore, sono qui a difenderti. Con il tempo guarirò il tuo cuore, cancellando i lividi. E per tutti i giorni che verranno ti respirerò.
Io ti dirò le cose dette mai. Di questo amore non saremo gli angeli.
Il mio petto da cuscino per la vita ti farà.
Sembra cominciata già una storia senza fine. Farò girare il mondo intorno a noi. E nel tempo che verrà il mio cuore ti sorprenderà. Che freddo fa, stringimi un po', riaccendi tutti i desideri quasi spenti dentro me.
Sfiora il tuo profilo, poi mi fermo un attimo per giocare con i tuoi capelli che nel vento volano, prima di scoprire un bacio nuovo che sapore avrà.
Io ti dirò le cose dette mai, di questo amore noi saremo gli angeli.
Il mio petto da cuscino per la vita ti farà.
Senza fine, farò girare il mondo intorno a noi. Arriverà Natale senza nuvole.
Le domeniche d'agosto, quanta neve che cadrà.
E nel tempo che verrà, il mio cuore ti sorprenderà.
So did the Italian help you? Because you obviously spoke English, Maltese, Italian. Being able to travel, was that an extra bonus?
Yeah, definitely, especially working on Italian ships where mm-hmm. the officers are Italian and you have to speak, I mean, you have to talk with the hotel manager and the officers in general in Italian, yeah, uh-huh. definitely.
So it helped a lot.
Yeah, also because Italians, they find it easier to speak in Italian rather than speak in English, so yeah.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much still the same. That hasn't changed. There's different opportunities of learning and it's...
Because it's such a big country. I don't think that they need the language unless they leave the country, you know. So I don't think that they make an effort, really.
Ah. But you must have been, I was saying, quite unusual to have left Malta and done this kind of work. Were there other Maltese with you or were you the only one you knew of?
In Italy, I was alone. But on ships, we went three of us, but only I completed the first the first contract, because they left before me.
Oh, yeah. Got homesick.
Yeah.
Oh, bless. Yeah.
It's hard work, especially being posted in the Caribbean, where you have to do massage all day, and the people are quite big, so it's quite strenuous on the body. So,
I suppose because when you think about treatments, you're thinking of the joy of having one rather than actually... being, you know, the person who has to give it.
I still remember myself, like, crying in the shower while the client is getting changed or something, because you would be so tired and, you know, just want to call it a day. But obviously, it's hard work, but it paid off. It paid off.
Yeah, it gave you lots of training and exposures to different things.
Different cultures.
And what people like and don't like. And,
exactly.
You know. And I guess you must have been exposed as well to different things from different parts of the world. So you might have been seeing new stuff coming up that you might not have got to Malta so quickly. In
like threading, for example.
Fantastic. So we're going to go back to Enjoy the Silence. That's a perfect timing for this while we're talking about being tired. So where does this track take you?
Depeche Mode. 80s music. I love 80s music, and it reminds me of a time when I was getting to know myself and trying to figure out what am I going to do with my life, basically. Yeah. That point, you know, we reach that point where what do? I go back on board. I travel to another country. I settle here, you know.
And that was your decision to stay at that point in time?
Yeah.
Okay. So Enjoy the Silence by Depeche Mode.
Enjoy the silence.
We're already at your last track.
Hope you liked my memories.
I do like your memories so far, because I just didn't know that about you, and that's what was nice about this show, is when you meet someone who you think you know, you actually find out you don't know them at all. You don't know what formed them at all. Sure. So, yeah, so really, really nice to meet you properly. The last track here is Yellow.
Yeah.
We'll play out on that, but if you could just tell us the memory that that's attached to, that would be great.
Well, it's my favorite color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a sun addict, so I get pretty depressed when the weather is not nice, and it really affects me badly. And Yellow, it's like my mood booster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's one of those songs which I like to listen in the morning when I find it a bit hard to switch on. And yeah, it helps me to focus a bit on the day and plan ahead, because it's nice to meditate a few minutes, like, just to have a plan, figure it out. Otherwise, without plan, I cannot function.
No, and you've got, you know, two kids and a thriving business. It's kind of, it's not just you just get up and decide I'm going to paint my nails today. You know, you've got quite a lot going on.
Yeah.
Well, it's been really fascinating talking to you. Thank you so much, Dorian Catania, for coming in and sharing your musical memories with me, Monique Chambers.
Thank you.
Thank you. the stars, look how they shine for you, and all the things that you do.
We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.